Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
We still got money, right?
Keyword coming up? Did I get that sheet?
Did you get the sheet? I think they wouldn't quit on a Friday, would they? No.
I don't know. At some point, we're going to run out of money. Right?
Yeah. It's yours, by the way. They told me that you agreed
is it
to,
my money?
To oh, give away some of your exorbitant salary.
This just in. 220. I even know what the secret word is, but I'm not going to tell anybody.
That's right. We write it out for you now, so you have to try to remember it from 10 seconds earlier.
Hey, I don't listen to everything, okay?
Short-term memory, though, is the first to go.
Well, we got it was an exciting start to the day. It was Nancy Pelosi's husband got whacked in the head with a hammer by a crazy person inside his house at about 2:30 in the morning.
Only in California would it be a guy that has lived in a storage shed in Berkeley and is a nudist activist.
Yeah, this is a piece of work, this guy.
But he seems to have right-wing conspiracy theory beliefs.
Yes.
It's like a weird mixture of hippie and...
And also is a member of the Green Party.
Yeah, that's what one article says, a complicated background.
Yeah, this frustrates all the progressive journalists and probably a lot of the partisan Republicans because they want to blame it on the other side. And here what you have is a lunatic, just a five-star gold-plated Looney Tune.
Well, he clearly doesn't like the Pelosis. As you know by now, he broke into the home. Looks like he smashed his way through a sliding glass door. And Paul Pelosi, boy, he's had a tough year, hasn't he? Paul Pelosi, of course, got into a drunk driving accident. And has recovered from that. And he got, what did he get? I forget what the sentence was.
He's extremely wealthy, Pelosi.
And yes,
his obviously Nancy is a political target. I was really surprised at the ease that this crackpot, who showed up in his underwear, by the way, so you have an idea where his mental state is, showed up in his underwear, was able to get in.
Well, here's what a few neighbors said. I just read this quote: "When Nancy Pelosi's here, lots of security. When she's not here, not so much. That's who they protect." That's who they have to protect.
Well, she gets protection because she's second in line to the president.
So should she been home like he wanted, he might not have gotten in. That's my theory.
Right. Well, I'm just thinking their own personal security system. He's worth a fortune.
Yeah, but doesn't feel like he's a target so much. This guy was screaming, "Where's Nancy?" Kind of wanted to wait for her to come home, even though she was in Washington, D.C. He doesn't really pay attention to.
If you're that
person's whereabouts.
Well, what I'm saying though is, if you're that prominent, there should like be a permanent security system, maybe iron grates at the doorway, because this could happen every day because of who she is.
One of the questions I had is, the police got there not too long after. Did they call her? Was there an alarm system? Because they arrived there, and the story is they're both holding a hammer on each other. And then
this
attacker started beating Paul Pelosi.
It didn't explain if it's an alarm system that brought the police, but the police came there quickly because the moment the police came in, according to the story, we might find out by Monday everything we're talking about is wrong.
Right.
But that they were both holding the hammer.
One story I heard is they each had a hammer.
Oh, they each heard that one.
Yeah, I actually heard the police officers quote on the news like at 1 o'clock. Then I heard they fought over a hammer, and the Pape got a hold of it and then started clubbing Paul Pelosi as the police ran over there and tackled him.
By the way, interesting, the police were called, not social workers. I thought social workers are supposed to show up in San Francisco.
They might have been able to talk him down from his rage and mental illness.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe they should have sent some.
Attempted homicide, assault with a deadly weapon, and elder abuse. They threw that one in there for good.
Sure.
Because Paul Pelosi is, what, 80-something?
82.
82, yeah.
This guy's 42. And, he's involved in some kind of... I don't even know how to describe some of this stuff. He's involved with some a couple who are nudists.
Yeah, apparently, nudist activists took to the streets back in 2011 and 2012. They were really trying to antagonize Scott Wiener, at that time a city supervisor representing the Castro and No Valley. They were successfully pressed for a ban on public nudity. Oh, Wiener did. Wiener pressed for a ban on public nudity.
Right.
Remember that whole debate about putting the towel down on the benches?
Right. I remember that. That's the first time I heard about Wiener. Because the nudists were sitting on outdoor chairs at restaurants.
They were at park benches and stuff.
Right. And I guess they were leaving residue behind.
The idea of putting a towel down. That was
right.
One of the things they had to do as part of the compromise.
Right. This is what you deal with in San Francisco politics. Arguing with nudists over putting a towel down before they put their bare rear end on a restaurant chair.
So in 2013, and this is where a lot of the pictures of him are coming from, he served as best man in the wedding of Gypsy Taub. Gypsy Taub lived with her three children and fiancé Jasmine Smith, and they got married in a big nude wedding on the steps of City Hall until the cops came and broke it up.
Now, this made the news, I guess, in some
way.
It
did, 2013, because, yeah.
David DePape? How is his name pronounced? DePape? DePape? DePepe? He was identified as a hemp jewelry maker who lived in a Berkeley Victorian flat with the nude activist Gypsy Taub and her family of five. And they had conspiracy theories they were collectively pushing. 9/11 was an inside job, and Taub hosted a political talk show on public access TV called Uncensored 9/11,
in which he's apparently pretty well known. Yeah,
in which she appeared naked.
Oh,
I figured if I take my clothes off, people would listen better, and they did.
Like all these people, he was busy with a blog.
He had a manifesto out, I hear.
Right-wing conspiracy theories and racial slurs were among the highlights of it. Welcome to Big Brother's Censorship Hell was the name of the blog. Government officials, tech companies, and media outlets are all part of censorship and a conspiracy. He did not believe in the 2020 election results, but it takes him in that direction. And as you said, yes, also believe that 9/11 was an inside job.
His website is godisloving.wordpress.com. And he wrote, the reason we have a First Amendment is because censorship only applies to you. The elites and ruling class never censor themselves. You can still turn on any mainstream news channel to hear day and night the narrative put forth by the people who rule you. The founding father built in protection. There's only one father? There's a group.
Maybe he only believed in one.
The founding father built in protection against censorship coming from the government because they never imagined a day when tech giants and private industry would be so powerful they could single-handedly silence the people.
Wow.
And he has these big black boxes with the messages, the following has been censored by your big tech overlords, censored for your protection.
Looks like he was a QAnon fan.
Of course.
And he proclaimed Hitler did nothing wrong, and he lauded podcaster Joe Rogan.
Wow, so he...
yeah, this guy
he's completely out of his mind.
Oh, by the way, Gypsy Taub, the Gypsy's the nickname. The first name is Oxane. That's a great name. O-X-A-N-E. Oxane Gypsy Taub.
Oxane.
Oxane. Sounds like an element.
Look, if you're going to let mental patients run free, this is what you're going to get. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, DePape was considered a father figure in the community of nudists. And because he's a good, I guess he's older than a lot of them. He's in his 40s. Yeah, he's 42.
So, you know, of course, this it's going to be a guy like this who busts into Pelosi's house with a hammer looking for her and taking out her husband. Of course, it's going to be a guy like this because we let people like this run amok now. Nobody tries to put him in a mental institution, which is where he belongs. Only now, after he whacks Pelosi in the head with a hammer, oh, yeah, I guess we ought to lock him up.
Well, he's originally from Canada, and his family says he's never been violent. Is there a criminal record here that we overlooked? I mean, you can't really just say that he should be locked away since we don't have any behavior.
Look at his
other
website.
Other than being a nudist and a crazy blogger.
Well, yeah, I think to me that's
that's enough to lock people up.
Why, would you live next door to that guy? What would you be saying every day? That guy's crazy. He ought to be locked up.
Well, I wouldn't know if somebody has a blog. In fact, you could have a crazy blog somewhere in
I do have
crazy internet land that I've never seen it.
I do have an alter ego, and I write all sorts of horrific
things. Who knows?
Things.
Yeah, you may be writing secret screeds at night in your bunker.
Yes, go. Everybody can go look for it. It's out there somewhere.
Is it really? The dark web?
Huh? You're not going to know. You have to go find it.
Oh. All right, as soon as we come back, hang in there. John's got that keyword. He already knows what it is, but he's not telling you until you hear it announced, right? Right. Don't let it slip.
I just entered my, put in my entry.
All right. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. All right. Well, during that short break, I learned a lot more about our suspect who entered the Pelosi home in the Pacific Heights neighborhood of San Francisco. Home is supposed to be worth north of $6 million. It's a nice place in a very nice neighborhood. But now I heard this story this morning, John. I thought it was a random break-in. I mean, the odds of that, obviously in San Francisco, better than you think, but...
Oh, yeah.
It took an hour or two to find out that, no, this guy was targeting, specifically Nancy Pelosi. And here's kind of a different scenario, a little bit different. He smashed his way in through the back sliding glass door, and he confronted Paul Pelosi. I guess that woke him up because it's 2 a.m. And it says here they were grappling over a hammer. It looks like there was one hammer when the police got there. And DePape actually told the police, we're just waiting for Nancy. And he was trying to tie up Paul Pelosi in the meantime. And then when the police started to rush in, he started clobbering Paul Pelosi in the head. Paul Pelosi has to have brain surgery, although they say he will be fine. I heard that too this morning. He's like, he will recover fully. But then I heard brain surgery. Yeah, it's kind of tricky when you're 82.
I mean, typical. Because they don't tell the truth, right? Biden doesn't have dementia. John Fetterman doesn't have bad effects from the stroke. Pelosi's absolutely fine. No, he's in brain surgery right now. Or skull surgery. I saw that.
He probably got his skull fractured with a hammer. I mean, it takes just a few quick hits before, the cops could wrestle it away from him.
That's why, you know, I'm always tentative with all these stories because nobody tells the truth. The information is often wrong. People just say crazy stuff and reporters write it down without checking it.
All right.
So, so you know what's odd? So he had not whacked Pelosi in the head until the police started to make their move.
Because he was going to tie him up, even though, and maybe when the cops started to come in, Pelosi grabs the hammer and they're fighting over it. And then he's much younger. He wins the fight just before the cops can get to him. He starts bashing Pelosi in the head. That's kind of how I think it unfolded. I don't know.
Yeah. I know. It seems like when the police showed up, they should have neutralized him in some way. So he couldn't get his hands on the hammer.
Well, I also found out during the break that the nudist activist Gypsy Taub, the woman, Russian-born. What's even worse is apparently there was an article in the Oakland Tribune in November of 2008. They had three small children together.
Holy.
He's a father.
Oh.
Ah.
Oh. Do you see the San Francisco Chronicle?
I have seen it, yeah. A new article? Or
The photo of him nude at his wedding? The front page, it's him standing nude.
Are you sure that's not at the wedding that he was the best man?
Or the wedding he was the best man on. I mean, standing next to the bride, I can't tell what's going on here.
He had,
looks like there's other nude people in this picture, too.
Yeah, Gypsy Taub married a man named James, spelled J-A-Y-M-Z.
Oh, okay, yeah, he's here.
And that's their wedding.
Right, that's the wedding. But he's standing there completely nude.
I don't see what picture you're looking at. I'm looking at the Chronicle website right now.
Oh, it's right at the top.
I see a picture of Paul Pelosi. I have a different website than you.
Really?
Yeah, I guess I do.
You don't have the main page up?
Are you looking at the internet or at the pile that was printed?
On the internet.
I do have the main page up.
All right, I have sfchronicle.com. Main page has a picture of Paul DePape in all his glory.
Well, you know what's weird? Because I have sfgate.com.
Oh, that's a different...
They're connected, though, aren't they?
But they're different.
Oh, okay. All right, let me look at SF Chronicle.
Go to SF Chronicle, you'll see.
Okay, because I saw a picture earlier, and I think I figured out...
This guy's been running around the Bay Area nude for years and years, and it seems like he was well-known. He got a fair amount of publicity. The crazy person that got married has her own nude TV show in Berkeley. The hell?
Yeah, now I see the picture.
Yeah, there you go. How about that?
But look at the caption. Brian DePape right at the wedding of Gypsy Taub and James Smith. I think James Smith is the nude guy. I think Mr. DePape. He's David DePape's the guy on the right with the top on.
Oh, I thought he was the
I think that's the groom in the middle. Because she's naked except for the veil. You see that?
Oh, yeah, you're right there. Now I get it.
No, he's not nude.
That's the tall
guy on the right with the longer hair.
The tall guy on the right.
He was the best man, so that's why he's standing there and they're holding hands together.
Because it looks like other
people... But I think that's the groom that's nude in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
That's... And he's a younger man than... this is 9 years ago anyway.
Yeah, and look, see, there's other nudists standing behind the groom there.
Oh. Well...
I mean, that's why he's smiling.
They...
I don't know. This is all disgusting to me.
He also...
In fact, everybody in that photo ought to be put away, don't you think?
He apparently had a blog, but he stopped for 15 years. And then suddenly in August this year, he picked it up again with racist, sexist, anti-Semitic, and crazy entries about QAnon. He would post weird videos, racy versions of Disney songs. You probably could have guessed this. COVID's a hoax and the vaccines don't work. Mm. He posted long screeds about religion, including claims that Jesus is the Antichrist. But so far in all the ramblings, I don't see anything about the Pelosi's that he is. You know, you would think that if he was focused on her.
Right, that she was one.
He would have posted about her. I haven't seen anything yet. On a separate blog, he called Friendly Friends. He wrote, Jews hate whites, posts about Trump, including one, Trump you need, with several E's and D's, to make Tulsi Gabbard your VP in 24.
Yeah, we got something in common.
He defended Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, who of course killed George Floyd, yeah.
Yeah, you know what? If we didn't have the stupid internet, he'd have to just keep his thoughts to himself. I swear.
I know.
The internet,
but who read these? Now we're all reading them because he's in the news.
Well, probably people in his nudist colony.
Maybe they did. With these viewpoints, do you really fit in Berkeley? I would think not, would you?
You know, I think he was trying to unite us.
You would think nudists in Berkeley would be woke, far left, progressive, hippie out there. Yeah. They wouldn't have these
this guy,
viewpoints that we've been talking about.
This guy, well, you see, you're stereotyping people. People are more complicated than that.
That's a very good point.
A lot of people have a mix of views. Very
it says here she does have a full-time security detail with her, but her husband would not have federal protection. So you're right. They should have had private security. Because she's one of the ones that spoke about the threats, particularly after the January 6th deal in Congress. She was very outspoken about how we all feel like we could be attacked.
Yeah.
Did you know in January 2021, they left a pig's head outside the garage door of the house?
I saw that.
With red paint.
Right. So, I mean...
Saying that $2,000 COVID relief checks are not enough. Nah.
Oh, yeah. There was some...
She got attacked by some of the woke progressives.
Yeah.
They didn't... They were really...
She was getting blasted from both sides. She wasn't woke enough for them.
Yeah.
So she gets crap from people who thought there wasn't enough COVID money out there, and then her husband gets hit in the head by a guy who thought the whole COVID thing was a hoax. See, this is just crazed mental illness, and it depends what drug these people are on or what their schizophrenia, how it's acting up from day to day. I mean, their actual opinions don't mean anything.
But my favorite part is motive is still being determined. Crazy. Whacked out.
Yeah, he wanted to kill Nancy Pelosi.
An unrealistic sense of the world and the people in it, where everything probably gets exaggerated in his head. He felt he had to go there and do something.
Okay, so how quickly
does... I mean, anybody, if he had any wits about him, he'd know she's in D.C. It's in the news. She probably made an appearance yesterday somewhere.
The Pelosis are lucky that Chesa Boudin got recalled, because this guy would have been out already.
Oh, the DA, yeah.
That's right.
It would be out already. All right, we're going to have more of this story, a lot more. We'll be talking to Alex Stone, ABC News for KFI, who's keeping track of the latest. Coming up later on in the show. When we come back, we switch over to Joe. Joe did it again, and this time it's outrageous what he said. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. You might have predicted that this was going to happen. What was one of the headlines, was it 2 days ago? That Jerry Lee Lewis died, and then it got retracted by TMZ. So then the news comes today that he dies, and I was skeptical again, but it's everywhere now, and I guess it has been confirmed by his family and publicist. He attracted scandal. He married his 13-year-old cousin, as John said the other day. 13. Mm. Forgot that young. Did they stay together? Do we know if the marriage was a big success?
Actually, they wasn't a big success, but they did stay married for a number of years and even had a kid together.
All right, because he passed away with his wife Judith at his side.
Oh, that was his seventh wife.
Are you exaggerating?
No.
He really had seven wives?
Yeah, he did.
Wow.
Two of them died very young. In fact, people think he killed one of them.
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Today, all the obituaries, I guess, were all ready to go. After the false alarm.
Yeah, they knew that while it was a false alarm, there had to be some truth to it that he was hanging on. Right.
Right. So it was quite detailed. Because she was the daughter of his first cousin.
The daughter of his bass player. Her name was Myra Gail Brown, the 13-year-old he married. She later accused him of wide-ranging abuse. The marriage drew fierce condemnation, leading to boycotts of his music and clipping his high-flying ambitions.
Yeah, it knocked him out professionally for about 10 years, but then he made a big comeback. He repackaged himself as a country music star, and I read he had like 22 top 10 hits over the next 15 years back in the 70s.
He had top 10 hits? Oh, country hits?
Country hits, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say it.
He was on country records all the time.
Yeah, most people just know him from, what the heck was it, Great Balls of Fire?
Right, and a whole lot of shaking.
Yeah. Right.
But he ended up with a pretty big career on the country music circuit.
Yeah, he apparently was a piano genius. That's where he came to fame.
But he was at a very young age. He was addicted to everything.
Got to 87 then. That's not bad for being addicted to everything.
Yeah, I mean, he would do interviews swigging straight whiskey. I think he had some
health. He was a party guy, huh?
He had a health emergency where his had a perforated stomach. I don't know what that is, but that sounds bad.
Sounds like an ulcer.
Like his stomach split open. I don't know.
Oh.
By the way, did you see the excerpts of Matthew Perry's book? The guy from France?
Yes, I have been reading the excerpts, and it is a fascinating tell-all, unlike most you'll ever read, about his own drug abuse problems.
He was taking 55 painkillers a day, and painkillers give you constipation. And his constipation was so bad, his colon exploded. It burst.
Oh, he had a colostomy bag. I read that.
Right, right. And he says that the thing that's keeping him off drugs is he doesn't want to go back to the colostomy.
That's not a good experience. I've never had it, but I'm sure it's not a good experience.
Well, because he almost died. His colon burst. And, you know, all the poisons go through her body, and he ended up on some kind of life support machine. They thought he was going to die. And then they stitched it back together, but he says his colon is that of a man in his 90s, so he's probably not going to last long.
Yeah, he's only 53.
Yeah.
Well, imagine, I used to watch that show, and you could see what was happening. It was more rumor than fact. This is back in the 90s and early 2000s. But he got fat, skinny. Well, first he got really thin, then he got heavy by the end of the show. We're like, oh, what's he using now?
Yeah, he gained.
And he said when he was thin, it was the opioids because it really suppressed his appetite. Also, he got a goatee. He goes, if I'm wearing a goatee, I'm on opioids of some kind.
Yeah, yeah. He said if he's thin, he's on pills. If he has a goatee, he's on a lot of pills.
Did he have some sort of childhood trauma that turned him to drugs? Was he?
I don't know. I might buy the book because they're excerpting it in the New York Post, and I'm reading.
And you didn't
stuff.
Even watch the show, did you?
Oh, some, yeah.
Oh,
I think that was the last good sitcom.
Yeah, sadly, I think I've memorized almost all the episodes. If I ever fly by and stop for a second, oh, yeah, I know this one.
My son's really into it.
And they're all called that, the one with. Yeah. That's the title of each episode is the one.
The one with the burst colon, I think, was the final episode.
All right, well, Joe Biden, barely a day goes by where Joe doesn't say something that we just love. This one, though, is a terrible, terrible lie. Could it really have been on the teleprompter for him? Let's listen to the audio.
Because of the action we've taken, gas prices are declining. We're down $1.25 since the peak at this summer, and they've been falling for the last 3 weeks as well. And adding up real savings for families. Today, the most common price of gas in America is $3.39, down from over $5 when I took office.
No.
We need to keep making that progress by having energy companies bring down the cost
of
a gallon of gas that reflects the cost they're paying for a barrel of oil.
No.
There used to be a direct correlation. Barrel of oil goes down, the price at the pump goes down at the same time. If we're taking average profits they've been making over the last 20 years instead of the historic profits they're making today, the price of gas would be down an additional 40% to 40 cents today to $3 a gallon.
40%.
And by the way, last quarter, the five largest oil companies made in the last quarter $70 billion in profit in 90 days.
So the average price of gasoline nationwide on January 25th, 2021 was $2.39 a gallon.
Mm-hmm. Not
he just
$5.
Claimed it was $5. Right?
Yes. So the question is he a compulsive pathological liar or is he senile? Or both, I guess.
The price didn't hit $5 till June, 17 months after Biden took office. Overall, gas prices are more than 57% higher than when he took office. I don't know. That's why I said, was this on the teleprompter, or did he just do this on the fly because he thought it would sound better? Well, you're up there pitching yourself, and the economy's tough. I say whatever it takes. Well, all right, gas prices are down. That part's true, but...
And nobody stood up and said, Joe, that's
they
a
applauded.
Lie. They applaud. I know. He got a bunch of trained SEALs in the audience like, hey, I'm a Democrat, too, so yeah, I agree. What? It was $5. No, it wasn't. $2.39. I mean, it was
half. Sure it wasn't $5 in California, though?
It was. Well, of course it was.
I don't remember, but
actually, when he was
if
in
it was $2.39 nationally, it was probably pretty close.
When
yeah.
When he was in California, remember? And it was $7. He said, "Well, it's always that
it's
high."
Always that price. It's
so
always that price.
It was $5 back east. It was $7 here. No, it was $2.39 back east, and it was probably $4 here. Unbelievable.
Hey, yeah, you're my guy. Yeah, I'm in the party, too.
I know they're desperate to say positive things about their economic record, but honestly, you can't just declare something that false.
You're just going to lie? That's going to get you votes? You're going to just keep lying and lying and lying? You know, I'm really tired of that because people are hurting, right? Most 60% of the country is living week to week, and it was really getting tough. In fact, I saw a story. I don't have it in front of me here, about what people are doing without. Large percentages of people are doing without stuff. They're making decisions to have less good time in life. And, you know, there's ups and downs in the economy. The president can't control everything. But to sit there and just completely lie, I'm so sick of this guy. I'm so sick of the incessant public lying that goes on.
But that's what they said about Trump. That's all he did was lie.
Well, the real lies that he told, he ought to go too. I'm sick of all the lies. I'm sick of everybody's lies. I don't want to hear
lie.
It. Yeah, I'm just fed up with it. I'm fed up but although you know what the media did with Trump is when he did lie, They went full bore on him.
Yeah, I know.
And they called it a lie right in the headlines, right? What do they do with the 2020 election nonsense? They call it a lie.
It's the big lie.
Falsely claimed. The big lie, right? Well, let's get that kind of hammering on Biden here. That's a pretty big lie to claim gas was $5 a gallon when it was less than half. I'm just so fed up with these people. I want everybody voted out of office.
Well, that's kind of what happened.
326, really?
What happened?
It was 326 in California on the day Biden was elected.
It was. So that's compared to 239, that's not bad. It's only $1 above.
Well, yeah,
but that's the way it was a lot of times, between $1 and $1.50.
Right.
Now then it jumped to $2 and more.
Yeah. Now it's been $2.50 at times this year.
$2.50, yeah. All right, when we come back, speaking of run them all out, Elon Musk took over Twitter, and he immediately dumped the CEO and the CFO.
Good.
Don't feel bad for them. They're taking a lot of money with them. We'll talk about his moves coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Coming up after 3 o'clock, the LA City Council. What happened today? They did something a little different. They kept a lot of the crowd out. Do you know who got a lot of the seats, apparently? DWP workers. because they were going over a contract.
Oh.
That was actual part of the business agenda was to talk about a DWP contract. So DWP union members got a lot of the seats inside, apparently.
Or were they hired to be seat fillers?
Hired? Well, maybe.
Like they do at the Oscars and the Grammys.
Yes. I hope this was their day off and they were not sitting there on union paid time.
I went to the Grammys a couple of times. And there are seat fillers that go running around during commercial breaks.
Yeah, because they don't want the camera to show empty seats. It looks like, where are all the people?
So when there's a commercial break and people get up to go to the bathroom, and sometimes they're gone for 10 minutes, the seat fillers, and they're all dressed elegantly, right? Tuxedos and gowns, they go running to fill the seats. And they get paid.
You know who should do that? The Chargers, right? Don't they have some empty seats at SoFi? No?
Sure.
Oh, wait, they're filled by fans of the other team. That's usually the case. Thank you. All right, so Blake Trolley is covering today's madness. And, of course, the big news yesterday. Looks like the same lady and maybe a few friends have once again started a drive to recall Kevin DeLeon from office. Mm. They filed the easy paperwork to get it started.
Yeah, they ran another column in the LA Times demanding that he resign. It's really hysterical. I mean, every 2 days. Another one,
right?
And another one. It's like, there's only so many ways to make your case here. He's saying no, so we'll go home, get over it.
It's a lot of money. Doesn't want to quit.
Not your call, just because you were some left-wing progressive and you're offended by what he said. You don't get to decide this.
All right, well, it was a fun day for Twitter haters. Elon Musk officially took over the company, and one of the first things he did besides carrying a sink into the headquarters, we didn't really understand that, did we? No?
No, I don't know what it meant.
His joke was, let this sink in, that I'm in charge, no?
It's a nerd joke, I don't know.
It could be, because otherwise, why would somebody, you know, of his income level carry a sink around it?
Oh, depends how thick the...
He's weird, though.
Yeah, and he also smokes a lot of pot, so who knows?
He's proud of being weird. He fired the chief executive, Parag Agrawal, and the CFO, Ned Segal, right after the deal closed. He also fired, you've talked about this. Is a woman like Vijaya Gadhi, Twitter's top legal and policy executive?
She's the
chief. Is that the censorship lady?
She's the chief censor, yeah.
she was shown the door, too. And Sean Edgar, general counsel. Yeah, you go too. All the lawyers out. He tweeted, the bird is freed. In a reference, of course, to Twitter, which has the blue bird as its logo. $44 billion. You know, when you're as rich as Elon Musk, you can do a big takeover of a company that you just want to wreak revenge on for some reason. He never got banned from Twitter, though, did he himself? No, right?
I don't think so, no.
But it looks like Trump is going to come back if he wants.
He Could probably be. Will.
I would think so. How's that thing that he has doing?
At
Truth Social?
Not
is it called?
Well. Small crowd. Nobody reads it.
He was promising big things there. I don't really...
Of course. Yeah, right. And that's one thing. You believe some Donald Trump business hype.
Exactly.
It's a good way to go broke.
It looks like these executives, though, got quite the parachute. Reading some reports, $100 million, because that's, you know, when you're that high up in a company.
Well, they get
you have a deal which guarantees you certain things if you're severed.
Yeah.
Unless you did it for a criminal or something like that.
Right. But yeah, this is just a new boss and he's cleaning out the old debris.
Right. He wants to take the company in a new direction.
like allow people to express themselves?
In videos circulating on Twitter this morning, two men carrying boxes are seen standing near the entrance to Twitter's San Francisco building, claiming to have been laid off by Elon Musk. That's the next thing that's supposed to happen. He may lay off a number of just line employees.
Oh, those guys were fake, though.
Apparently they were, right.
Yeah.
The most glaring problem, one man identifies himself as a software engineer named Rahul Ligma. They've confirmed that the name does not exist in Twitter's Slack or email system.
No, it's an, also no it's evidence. It's an internet joke.
Oh. See, oh, you're right.
Yeah. There's some kind of joke.
It's supposed to elicit a response, which is dirty.
Right.
From people who are in on the joke.
Mm-hmm. See, there's
But CNBC and Bloomberg still ran headlines claiming that these were laid off workers.
Sure,
and here's one of them by the name of Rahul Ligma.
That's what did I say before? That's why you can't trust all the Pelosi news today, the details, because the news agencies just run it without checking anything. And so they broadcast false news because they're too lazy to check. They just like the video of people wandering around with boxes.
He hasn't laid off people yet then officially, huh? It's just these executives?
No, I mean, it's only his first day, so.
Yeah, but he didn't waste any time. I think he knows what he wants to do.
He's going
to
clear out a lot of people, and he's going to take the company private, and then he doesn't have to answer to anybody. And I don't know. I was thinking about what the Pelosi attacker wrote in his online manifestos. There's a First Amendment freedom in this country, but it only applies to the government. And nobody did foresee the day when you'd have private companies control the public channels of speech and writing. And so they've decided to take sides politically and squelch opinions that they don't agree with. You know, it used to be that the censorship that went on was usually just to keep bad language out of the airwaves, like on radio and television. But now the primary communications method is through these social media sites, and then you have these private companies, which are almost entirely made up of San Francisco progressives, and they want to shut down any speech, any opinion that they don't politically agree with. Now, if there's an anything goes atmosphere, then it's going to be a cesspool. Then you're going to get just thousands of crazies like the guy who attacked Pelosi. That's all you're going to see. You're just going to see death threats and conspiracy theories. And you know what? Human nature is not designed to use something like worldwide social media. There's too many defective people in the world, and they get control.
But when you talk about social media like Twitter, who's reading your messages? A few of your followers. A lot of it's bots. It's like, so what? You have a forum, but who's really paying any attention? You might as well be in the corner of an empty room talking to yourself. It says here, it's not clear yet if Twitter users are quitting, because that was the other thing that some people thought might happen because they hate Elon Musk. Some of them do.
Well,
Mastodon, an alternative to Twitter, trended for a while yesterday, but data found it did see its daily downloads double. There's a competitor from Twitter called Mastodon.
From 10 to 20. I never heard of that.
Still less than 5,000 a day. You were close.
Yeah.
Twitter sees hundreds of thousands of downloads a day. These are downloads.
You know, less than 10% of the country provides 90% of the tweets, and it's mostly young female progressives, which is why every time there's a Twitter panic, when somebody's going to be canceled or some company's being attacked, it's usually from these young, woke women who spend all day yammering away on Twitter. Most of the country's not on Twitter, and most of the people who have a Twitter account don't use it. At least they don't post.
Right.
It is very insular, and all those people are addicts. they're on Twitter for the high. They post something snarky and then they wait for all the likes and the responses and now they're doing battle. And they're really, you know, I've read about these people and I've looked them up, the ones who are constantly on Twitter and get the most attention, and they're just awful, obnoxious people.
He's apparently announced he's going to have a content moderation council formed. Content moderation.
Yeah. All things are a waste of time.
The update is that Trump says he's staying on Truth Social. He has no interest in coming back to Twitter right now anyway.
Well, after he announces his next run, he will.
Yeah, you think that's happening.
Truth Social's a dud.
it would appear to be.
Everybody's play acting here. When he's
I'll be like you now. I don't know anybody anywhere that's on Truth Social.
Right. Neither do I. Because nobody is. I mean, the crackpot fringe that follows Trump. That's about it.
Oh, I see.
And probably the people who want to post all kinds of incendiary things that Twitter doesn't allow. I have no idea. I mean, Elon Musk is weird. But the last thing in the world I would want to do is run a company where all the human debris of the world is constantly expressing their idiot political opinions. I don't know. Yeah. Anywhere from these idiot progressive journalists to the whack jobs like the Pelosi attacker. I mean, we spend all day doing that.
All right. When we come back, the LA City Council met in person all week. First two times, it was pretty rowdy. They had to wear headphones to actually hear each other. We'll see what happened today. We'll be talking to KFI News reporter Blake Trolley after the news. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Deborah Mark, live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.